Good morning, Paul. How you doing?
I'm good, and look, I'm interested in the world of movies, and I'll ask you shortly about a movie called The Wife, but before we get to that one, what's being released today at events?
So today at Event, we have Ben Is Back. So Ben Is Back stars the beautiful Julia Roberts. She plays Ben's mum, and it follows like a charming young man who's very sort of troubled, has gotten into, you know, the wrong things. He's a drug addict and whatnot. His name's Ben. So he's been gone for a while, obviously getting up to no good. He returns home on Christmas Eve. You know, his family wasn't expecting him to arrive, but he comes back and, you know, his entire family is very sort of wary of him, I would, you know, say, which is fair enough. But, you know, mother's love, you know, believes in the best of him, and she's just happy he's returned. And yeah, it's a drama following the events after he returns. So he's still very much in a bad sort of group, and people are coming after him and pretty much trying to keep her son out of trouble.
Now, they're touting this movie as almost Oscar-winning performance by Julia Roberts. What do you think? I mean, she is an amazing actress. We haven't seen her for a while, have we? And then she pops up.
Yeah, she pops up randomly, but I think it's going to be a good one. It's got Lucas Hedges in there as well. He starred recently in Boy Erased. I don't know if you remember that one.
No, I don't.
It was, yeah, Boy Erased. That came out last year, and he was also in Manchester by the Sea, which was a really good film as well. So, you know, it's got a pretty solid cast. So I'm not surprised that, you know, it's got a little bit of buzz going around it.
Is that the only one released today?
So that's the only one released today out at Smithfield. But if you're willing to journey out to Cairns Central, we've got The Front Runner, which stars Hugh Jackman in there as Senator Hart. It's based off the true story of the rise and fall of Senator Hart, who pretty much was the front runner for the 1988 presidential nomination. And his campaign was sidelined by a story of extramarital relationship with another person.
Yes, I remember that, April, because I think what happened was, if my memory serves me correctly, he challenged the media to follow him. To say that he was absolutely a clean skin and look, the media can follow me around. They did follow him and found out
And
he was
sort
having this
out.
affair.
Absolutely, absolutely. That's exactly what happens. So yeah, it follows his rise and fall as senator. So should be a good one, especially with Hugh Jackman. I think he does a really good job in this one.
So he plays the senator.
He does, yes.
Wow. I mean, he can play anything, can't he?
Ken. I mean, come on. First he's Wolverine, then he's, you know, a circus ringmaster, and now he's a senator.
Well, it's interesting because there's a few movies coming out like this. Of course, we had Vice. So people seem to be interested in the American political system, but looking at it, you know, sort of historically with some of these events and some of the personalities connected with them.
Yeah, I kind of like how recently they've been doing a lot of that based off true story things, because I don't know anything about it. I never heard about it. You know, it's a little bit before my time, and I'm like, oh, very interesting. Kind of like a little bit of a history lesson,
Absolutely.
But with a spin on it.
Absolutely. And now, I want to ask you about The Wife with Glenn Close. This is a movie that I'm really looking forward to. So how far are we off seeing Glenn Close in The Wife?
In The Wife has already been and gone.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it released in 2018. So yeah, last year.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Look, there's all this talk at the moment about Glenn Close's performance in The Wife, and I thought it was more recent, but you're saying it's come and gone.
It's come and gone. It's been on, yeah. Mid to end of last year, yeah. So it's been and gone.
Okay, well, there's a lot of buzz about it at the moment. I'm wondering whether, because sometimes you do bring movies back, don't you, if there's a bit of a
Sometimes
buzz?
we do. Yeah, definitely. I don't have any information as of yet, but usually what we do most years is when they've won their Oscars and whatnot, we usually put on a couple of the Oscar-winning films. It's like an Oscar lineup for a special prize. I know we usually do that. I haven't got any information as of yet, but when I hear, I'll let you guys know.
Well, the tip is that she's going to win Best Actress at the Oscars. That's the tip at the moment for the wife. And isn't it unusual that the wife's come and gone and now there's the buzz about it and Glenn Close's performance to win? Because she just won the other day the SAG Award, which is the the Screen Actors Guild. She won that for Best Actress in this movie. So, oh boy, I was thinking.
We do bring it back.
Well, maybe you'll end up doing it. Okay, so we've still got the films. You've still got a roundup of films down there, haven't you, at the moment?
Yeah, we still definitely have your, we've got Glass, we've still got, you know, your Aquaman going on, The Mule with Clint Eastwood has been really, really popular. It's getting really good reviews.
Good.
So definitely head on to that one. Green Book as well, again, Oscar nominated, so you can't really go past that. And then you've got your the Instant Family and Storm Boy for your family-friendly films.
Beautiful,
so,
beautiful.
Got all covered here.
Well, look, I think the next one we'll come down and see is The Green Book, because I've heard so many good reports. And, of course, our winner of the double pass that you looked after and got our people down to Smithfield, to the event cinemas there, they reported back to me and actually came on the radio and told me that they enjoyed the film. Not only did they enjoy it, they said it was an absolute cracker.
Oh, perfect. I'm so glad to hear.
No, it was really good. All right. Thank you, April. And I will see you next week and we'll talk about movies released and movies that are on down there at the event cinema, particularly Smithfield, because that's where we go because it's just a little bit closer.
Yeah. All right. Talk to you next week.